This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Mr. Liu goes to China.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is in Beijing this morning on day two of his visit to China. It's his first foreign trip as Treasury Secretary and the first high-level talks between the U.S. and China in 6 months. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us with the details. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, what is Secretary Lew talking about with his Chinese counterparts?
Well, one thing that he has already talked about that we saw in previous Treasury Secretary visits is that he urged China's leaders to speed up the appreciation of China's currency. A more important item, though, that was on his agenda was that he confronted Chinese leaders about allegations that the Chinese military has stolen an enormous amount of intellectual property by hacking into the servers of America's largest companies.
Right.
And, you know, this is a sensitive and embarrassing issue for China. And this was definitely Jack Lew's first big test on how to negotiate with the Chinese.
Well, how's he going to be different from his predecessors? Because he follows, of course, in the footsteps of Tim Geithner and Hank Paulson.
Yeah, Geithner and Paulson both had extensive China experience. Paulson had been to China dozens of times before becoming secretary, and Geithner had even studied at Peking University when he was younger, so they had lots of connections here. Lew doesn't have this close connection to China. He's more of a Washington insider. And some people think that's a good thing because it may make it easier for him to be tough on China on a lot of these issues.
So he may be tougher. What about areas of common ground?
Well, I think the biggest potential for common ground is making it easier for American companies to export products to China. You know, U.S. exports to China are worth more than $100 billion a year, and they're just going to grow as China's consumer class grows. And for the Chinese, this new government has pledged to build a consumer-driven economy, and American products are part of that equation. So if more and more Chinese keep buying American products, we'll see that infamous trade deficit with China narrow to more manageable levels.
Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz. Rob, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, gold prices jumped a couple percent this week, thanks in part to uncertainty about Cyprus and whether the European debt crisis is heating up again. Nowhere will a surge in the cost of gold be felt more than in India, the world's largest importer of the precious metal. The BBC's Rahul Tandon reports from Calcutta.
It's wedding season here in India, and that means there's only one thing people are talking about, gold. I'm at a wedding in Calcutta with guests Surbhi Kampani and Shubhra Agarwal.
We've started building on the gold and building on the jewelry and all of that. And for our daughter, we've started from the minute she was born, honestly. I think it's very important. At weddings and things like that, we have to give some amount of gold. Gold is a must.
Gold is a woman's best friend, and it belongs to that woman, and nobody can take that away from her.
Tanya Sadhu is about to get married. She's been buying lots of gold for her big day.
I mean, you cannot think of a wedding without some kind of yellow bling around. Gold is a way of showing your status, and it's a status symbol. There is kind of pressure that you do need to wear some kind of jewelry, or you know, it's always seen how much jewelry you're bringing into your household, how many gold sets.
The government, though, is not happy that people spend so much money on it, as it means huge amounts of cash flow out of the country. In response, they've raised import taxes on gold. Watching the ceremony with me is business analyst Mudha Pattaraya.
My hunch is it won't work. Impossible. Impossible. You actually believe that in India people are going to give each other equity share certificates when they get married? It won't. What will you hang around your neck? A certificate.
With marriages getting bigger and bigger, people are buying more gold. So the Indian government may have to raise taxes again. But it appears that will make little difference to people here. As in the world's largest democracy, the only thing that glitters is gold. In Calcutta, I'm the BBC's Rahul Tandon for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in global trading this morning, up 1% in Hong Kong, 0.5% higher right now in Frankfurt and Paris. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow inched up 3 points to close at 14,455.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
This morning, the Bureau of Labor Statistics comes out with its annual report on how veterans are doing in the job market. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Thousands are leaving active duty for active job hunting. Unemployment was over 9% for veterans aged 25 to 34 at the end of last year. Nearly 25% for the youngest vets, says Labor Department economist James Walker.
These recent veterans, a large proportion, you know, they're high school graduates or they have some college or associate's degree.
But while they've been training and fighting, their civilian counterparts have been moving up the career ladder. Walker thinks they'll eventually catch up like their elders who served in Korea and Vietnam. But Ted Daywalt of VetJobs.com says deployments in the Guard and Reserve could get in the way.
So you got this National Guards person who just came back from fighting in Afghanistan for 18 months. He's been on the job maybe 60 days and all of a sudden there's a fire and he's leaving again. Employers can't run their businesses that way.
Discrimination's illegal, but Daywalt says employers still prefer job seekers who won't be called away. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, the conventional wisdom is that March Madness, the NCAA basketball tournament that kicks into high gear tomorrow, causes office productivity to go down. But a company called Office Team surveyed 1,000 managers and 16% of them said the tournament will have a positive effect on productivity. Maybe those managers work for CBS Sports. It doesn't really say here. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.